Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome to our good news segment. Oh, okay. We have another fabulous expert from Edward Jones, Steve Rushoff, joining us here today, principal of Edward Jones. Now, look, this has been a conversation that I have been having with myself, that I've had with my family, that you are all having, that many of you are thinking, okay, I don't know what to do. It's another one of these areas when we bring on somebody like Steve, that we can provide you with information. But here we go, right? Do you want to learn about the tools that can help you fund certain qualified education expenses? I wanted to know this so badly when I went back to school and I didn't have this. But this is what I love. I love how someone like Steve and this organization comes forward and say, people have a need and we have a solution. Steve, it's great to have you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for having me on. It's great to be with you.
And I'm not kidding. You know, I know you all are looking at what is really the pain point. What are the pain points that people are going through, especially around education? And I think that's what you've done. Before we get into the solution, what was it that you found in your new study that really caused your eyes to open really wide and then for you to come forward with the solution?
Yeah, we do a survey every year of Americans around their awareness of saving for education and awareness of 529 plans. In fact, this is our 11th year of completing this survey. And what we've learned is that saving for education remains a high priority for the majority of Americans. 55% say they know this is important and actually has ticked up a little bit since the prior year. This is really interesting given that all the headwinds we've all been facing, we've been living through a pandemic. We now have inflation and market volatility, so there's a lot competing for consumer dollars and consumer attention. But in spite of all that, people know they need to save for education costs.
Yeah. One of the things that we're not talking about, and you know, this is something that I've done a bunch of shows on, is people are calling this new effort the Great Resignation. I have called it the Great Resurrection. Because what's happening for people, they're looking at their lives, and a lot of these folks, I don't have the exact numbers, but I'm hoping to get them later, are saying, I'm going to go back to school. They're like me. They're like, oh, okay, I'm going to go back to school. Now, can you talk about what you've discovered in this study and how 529 plans are being used or not used?
Sure. I mean, the awareness around needing to save for education is not that surprising either. I think people in general know that college is expensive. I mean, 4 years of college education can start at about $100,000, but it can go on up to $300,000 or higher, depending upon what school you choose, in-state, private, all that. So the need is there. Americans know they need to save. But most surprisingly is almost two-thirds could not identify a 529 plan as a tool that they could use to help save for education costs. Usage is down as well. Only 13% are actually using the 529 plan. That's down 8 points from the start of the pandemic in 2020. And that's really a shame because they're essentially leaving money on the table. They're missing out on some helpful tax benefits that can make every dollar saved go farther for education costs.
All right, let's tell people, we've said it, 529 plan, let's tell them what it is, because when you hear leaving money on the table, you're probably wondering, what is a 529 plan? Let's tell them what it is, because hopefully we can make that number better.
Yeah, many of us are familiar with 401k plans. That's a retirement savings plan that offers tax benefits. It's named after a section of the tax code, 401k. Well, 529 is sort of a cousin to that because it's also named after a section of the tax code, hence the numbers 529 in front of the name. And it's really it's a qualified savings tool that helps folks save for education costs. And the way it works is you set up a 529 plan. Each state sponsors 529 plans. So there's an owner of the plan and there's a beneficiary of the plan. Typically, the beneficiary is your child, but it can be others as well. And we might get into some of the flexibility around that, like who can be a beneficiary of the plan. But contributions go into the plan. They're invested and they earn investment returns. Those investment earnings are tax deferred and potentially even tax free if used for qualifying education costs. Mm. In addition to that, some states allow the contribution that's made to the 529 plan to be deducted from state income taxes. And so there really are some important tax benefits that can make these a helpful tool.
And I think this is two points I want to really drive home. One of them is, if you look at this, everybody listening, and you're thinking to yourself, okay, I don't know. I don't know how to put money away. I don't know how to do it. One of the things I love about this is you don't have to know everything. What you really do have to know, and I'm going to ask Steve this, is what is the benefit of this? When we say use a plan like the 529 plan, it not only gives you a foundational basis financially for what you might do for higher education or education, but Steve, doesn't it also give people a sense of calm and peace and security? Because if you're doing nothing and you're walking around every day of your life and then the life of your child or your beneficiary, you know, you're living in the space of unknowing. So can you talk to the fact that this is a plan that impacts Americans and Americans' education, savings, and peace of mind?
Yeah, that's something that we learned in our survey as well, that almost half of Americans feel like they're not doing enough to save for education costs that they know they're going to incur, whether it's their children or grandchildren. And so you're right. I mean, saving is doing something and it's creating peace of mind. Like saving for any goal, starting early is important. So you get that power of compounding that helps you over time. But the fact that 2/3 aren't aware of a plan and those who aren't aware of some of the flexibility that these plans offer, I think that's potentially one of the barriers, is that they're just not aware of the plan, how they work, how to get started, or even some of the uses of those plans.
So let's get into some of the benefits of this, because we said we were going to talk about this. Let's talk about this idea that people don't know about tax deferment, and really, what are people going to get out of this that they don't know about? Because I think, Steve, if they knew about the kinds of savings and benefits that we were talking about, I mean, literally in percentages and numbers, that would be a new level of interest. People would say, I'm motivated to find out more. Even if I can't put a whole lot of money away, I can put something here, right?
Right. Like even Americans who are familiar with 529 plans tell us that they're not familiar with some of the flexibility or the use of the plan. And so that's something that we feel like general awareness is needed for these. And the mm-hmm. flexibility comes in two ways. One is, you know, what can you use the funds for? What are the qualifying costs? And then what's the flexibility in terms of who can benefit from the plan? So maybe I'll start with the what, so the use of funds. So we've been talking a lot about college education costs. Mm-hmm. That's a broad use in a 529 context. So it could be tuition, books, room and board, even equipment like a laptop to be used for college. All of those are qualifying expenses or qualifying distribution reasons for a 529. But the 529 funds can go beyond that. They can go to pay for K through 12 education costs, mm-hmm. grade schools, apprenticeships, even now repaying some student loan debt. So the uses or the what behind the 529 uses is really pretty broad.
Yeah, I am so glad you said that, because when I decided to go back to school as, you know, an adult after losing my job, and thank goodness I did, I'm so happy I did. You know, the surprise wasn't the tuition, but the focus was on tuition. The surprise was, all of those other things you just mentioned, right? And
yes.
People don't realize that. I love that you were talking about K through 12, because one of the pain points right now in our country is the fact that we're not evenly distributed with wealth. And there are a lot of families that would love to be able to buy their child a laptop or a computer. And I think I heard you say that the funds can be used for something like that as well.
That's correct. And even in your situation, Dr. Pat, when you went back to school, mm-hmm. I think that speaks to the flexibility around who can benefit from these plans. The most typical is a parent setting these up for a child or their children. But the beneficiary doesn't have to be related to the plan owner. The beneficiary could be a grandchild. It could be a niece or nephew. It could even be a friend's child. There doesn't have to be a relation between the owner of the plan, who's contributing and who's benefiting from it. Furthermore, that beneficiary can be changed at any time for any reason. So you could start with child number one. They could use proceeds. You then change it to child number two. You could even change it to yourself. So in your case, you went back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You could change the beneficiary to yourself and use it for your own education costs if you decide to go back to school later. So it creates a lot of great flexibility behind these plans.
You know, and I'm so glad you're talking about that, because a lot of people are not talking about that, Steve. You know, we have a very ancient view of financial support when it comes to education. We really do. We have such a gap between what we think is available today and what we knew about. You know what I mean. You know, once mm-hmm. upon a time, it was like, oh, how can we get this student loan? But this is a whole new realm. And I love that you talked about this, because I actually have a friend who set a 529 plan aside for her neighbor's child. And I totally forgot about that, because what you're saying mm-hmm. is the flexibility of today's 529 plans, the flexibility, and the only thing holding you back from that is learning and educating yourself on how to use it, right?
That's right. There's a lot of variables to think about, like how much do I save?
Mm-hmm.
How much will I need? That depends on what school you're going to. Will you get scholarships or financial aid? And so there's a lot of variables, and really the best way to get started is to seek help, work with a qualified financial advisor, like one of the 18,000 plus that we have at Edward Jones. They can advise on the trade-offs of saving in a mm-hmm. 529, saving for education goals versus what that might do to your retirement goal, and how do you balance the two. They can even tell you if a 529 plan makes sense for you and get you started in one if that does make sense. So it's a great way to get help.
So how do people do that, though? How do people get help? You know, who do they call? What's the website? How do they connect with you all? Because that's like important.
So one of the easiest ways, Dr. Pat, is go to edwardjones.com/education savings. That's one word. edwardjones.com/education savings. There we've got information around 529 plan, but just a lot of additional great resources on saving for education, how to do it, how to get started.
Mm. And Steve, I know you've got to run, but I've got to ask you this next question. You know, let's talk about you. You're so close to this. You lead the managed investments and insurance areas. But I want to ask you, from your heart to the hearts of people listening, what excites you most about this message that you're delivering today?
If we can generate more awareness, because we know that many Americans are missing out on these benefits. So even if we can make a difference in a few listeners, I know I use this personally for myself. My daughter is now age 14, and we started saving in a 529 years ago. And the satisfaction and peace of mind I get from that is really great. So if we can help people understand this, be aware of it, and use it if it makes sense for them, then we're happy.
I love it. Steve, thank you so much. One last thing. I would love for you to really extend your personal invitation to folks listening so that they can understand and be motivated to take action. What would you say to the listeners today?
Please learn more. Be active in this. If you're interested in it, learn more. Go to edwardjones.com/education savings. Become educated first and then take action.
All right, Steve, thank you so much. Thank you all. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.